So we're here today talking to Juan Perez. Juan, do you want to introduce yourself and talk about what you do?
Yeah, I'm Juan Perez, and I work for Personified Design, a design and development company here in Seattle. And I'm here to show you TeamSpec today, and we just launched this on Friday. It's an integration between Word and Team Foundation Server. We also ship TeamLook, which is an integration between Outlook and Team Foundation Server, and we released that back in 2006. And today I'm here to show you some really exciting scenarios that integrate Word and Team Foundation Server. So
okay, and that's the TeamSpec then?
That's TeamSpec, that's okay. Correct.
All right, so what is TeamSpec?
So back, you know, we've all worked in so many different software projects, and one of the things that happens in software projects at the beginning, we all get together and we write a document in most cases, and it really just lays out the dream, essentially. So some people use scenarios, some people use use cases, some people use high-level concepts, some people use more detailed architecture type things, and so this great document gets published, and then we all run off to develop the software. And inevitably what happens is that the document becomes stale and essentially becomes useless because it's no longer the document that's giving you the information of how the document is no longer bringing the people together. And so what we realized when we saw Team Foundation Server is that you can use work item tracking to manage those items, and you can still use Word and get the benefits of the language layout and formatting that you have inside Microsoft Word. And so by bringing those two things together, the document doesn't become stale, it stays synchronized, and you can use it as a means of collaboration with people inside your company, inside your team, as well as people with partners and customers outside.
Okay.
So that's basically what I'm going to show today, and I'll go ahead and jump in.
Okay, sounds good.
So there's essentially four scenarios that I'll show you today, and the first one is the ability to create, to fill in content inside a document based on content inside Team Foundation Server.
Okay.
So here, yeah, let's point this up here to the projector.
Let me put the lights over here. All right. So we're looking at a Word document.
So what we have here is a spec template. And in my team here at for Project Epsilon, we have to go fill in this spec template at the beginning of the project. And as you can see, there's a bunch of different sections in the document: introduction, overall description. Inside description, you have a product features list, feature section, and a feature details section. And so what I'll do is I'll head down to the feature details section, and I'm going to bring in, I have these features I've already defined inside Team Foundation Server, and they're work items, and in fact, they're feature work items. So I've customized my process template in Team Foundation Server to have the concept of a feature. Not just like there's the concept of a task and a bug, I want to be able to manage these features inside my project. So let's go ahead and connect this document, which is a template so far and really just has boilerplate content that helps me understand what content to put where.
Okay, so you're integrated with the ribbon here. That's nice.
Yeah, so we have integrated with the ribbon, and as you can see, there's really two sections. Once you install TeamSpec into your on your machine, there's two sections of the ribbon. And the left side, which is the TFS concepts, connection, creating new work items, running work item queries. And on the right side, we have the TeamSpec concepts, which I'll jump into and I'll show you in a second. So first, let's connect to my Epsilon project here on the Rainman server. And if you've used Team Foundation Server, we're using the Team Foundation Server Connect dialog here.
Yep, that looks familiar.
And so what I want to do here is bring in some content. First of all, I'm going to find that content in my Team Foundation Server, and I'll just find the active features. And as you can see here in the TeamSpec Query Manager, my features are defined. They're splash screen, underline, text style. This is a word processor. It's a fake project just for demo purposes.
Sure.
But you can see the features enumerated here, and they're all assigned to me.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I'll select all of these items and I'll insert them using a skin. And a skin is nothing more than a skin is nothing more than the representation of fields from a work item in the Word document. So how are they going to look? What's the look and feel essentially of that work item inside the document? And what I chose was a table row item. And so you can see here that I've now filled in this section of my document with these details, and when I click on one of these items on the index, it actually brings up a tree structure that shows all of the work items that are represented in this document. And so now I can click around this document and it could take me to the place inside my index, or vice versa. I could actually click and find the font selector title in my document, and it takes me back to the font selector the content inside the document. As you can see, we're using the VSTO features in Visual Studio to actually make use of the different Word features. In this case, you can see that we're encapsulating the font selector, the content inside this work item field with the Word content control, and we have the ID, the work item type, and the field name. If I go over to this field here, you'll see that it's actually the assigned to field. And I can actually, one of the nice things about, I can actually go and pick one of the items out of the field. So it's just like the work item form. In fact, I could actually just go ahead and open the work item form directly from within TeamSpec. So you can see here, this is my work item form. And this is, one thing I point out here is that this work item form is actually being pulled from the Team Foundation server. One of the main things that we wanted to make sure we honored was the process template definition and the work item type definition.
Right, so if you've customized that on your Team
exactly.
Foundation server, it's not going to break here.
Exactly.
Great.
Exactly.
That's cool.
And likewise, for example, with this state field, we honor the state transitions that you're defining the work item type as well. But let's say that we realized, you know what, actually we don't want a table with everything all munged in together. What I want is actually a table for each of these work items. And so what I can do is just delete this section here. Let's go back to that table. And as you saw, when I deleted that content, the index deleted all the different items, all the nodes.
Right.
Don't be scared there, because basically all that content is still in TFS, just like we brought it in, right? So let's go back to the Query Manager real quick and bring that content in with a different skin. This time I will use a table, and that will bring in each of these items in a table format. One of the main points to point out here is that you can create your own custom skins, which essentially allow you to display these work items and these, in this case, features, and in other cases maybe scenarios, use cases, or whatever you want to manage inside Team Foundation Server work on tracking.
So that's how you get the different level of detail. Like here we're getting description, whereas before it was just kind of a list view of the titles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we can quickly create a custom skin. Let me show you how to do that. We'll delete that section, and we will go back to the query. And we can either go back to the query or use the canvas to actually go to a work item. Let's say, for example, work item 300. But I'm actually going to use the work item query because I don't remember the actual number of the feature, the work item feature that we had. So let's just double click on one of them, and it sends it to the query, to the canvas. And now what I can do is actually, let's go and create a nicer looking table. And we'll use some of the Word features to actually format it and make it look really nice. So we'll drag the title onto the table. We'll drag the...
Oh, so you're just picking which fields you want and where you want to drag
them. Exactly.
Nice.
With using the canvas, I can actually drag from Team Foundation Server into my document.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's drag state here. Title, ID, state... and now what I'll do is I will use this. We're going to create a skin out of this. And so I'll go back to TeamSpec, create new skin, and we'll call this the Channel 9 table skin. These skins, for the record, are actually just Word documents. So you can actually save these to your SharePoint document library and share them with your team.
I was going to ask about that.
If you want to be able to share the actual formatting that you're using for your documents, it's really easy to do that. And so what I can do now is just delete this section again, just so I can start from scratch. Go back up to my work item queries. And use the Channel 9 table skin that I just made. and now all of my work items are actually nicely structured.
Nice.
So that's one of the core scenarios, which is bringing content from TFS into your document and essentially filling in details of a spec using content that's already in your Word document. Already in TFS.
So it seems like that would be a really useful scenario if you wanted to show your customer, here's what you can expect in, you know, Friday's build. Here's what the team's building.
Absolutely.
So that way they don't have to come to TFS.
I personify in our consulting practice. We actually create specs, we send it to our customers, the customers approve these items.
Mm-hmm.
They might even make changes into the items themselves. When we receive them back at the office, we get an email back from them, we open it with Team Spec, and we can tell how different they are.
Oh, that's great.
And the point is that, for example, I'll show you really quick what that actually looks like. So imagine if I sent this document to someone and they added some content here. And this doesn't have to be external. It just means that someone else who doesn't have Team Spec mm-hmm. and doesn't have access to TFS, they could use the document just like any other document. And so when you get the document back, you'll get the document back with these little yellow indicators.
And oh, okay.
The yellow indicator
means
that it's out of sync.
Nice.
As you can see here, in the differences panel, we have one difference. And the difference, what we can do is look at what the difference is and then actually choose either the document value or the server value.
Oh, great.
So for example, say I changed the name of this splash screen for US build. Say this was specific for the feature splash screen for the US build. When I come over here, I can see that the title's different. When I double click on it, it sends me to that point, and I can see the difference from the field that is on the server and the field that's in the document. So just something to point out here. What this means is that you kind of have a multi-master situation. You're kind of taking a slice of the database, putting it into a document, essentially, sending it off, and it's allowing you to collaborate with that slice,
mm-hmm.
and then coming back, and then deciding how you're going to merge, you know, the fields into each other. You might want to scrap the entire contents of the document and say, actually, what we want to do is select all of the values from the server, for example. I might want to just select the server value, or I might select the document value.
Sure.
In this case, I'll go through and I'll actually select the document value, and I'll push those items into the server by selecting sync.
Nice.
And once I do that, I can then you'll notice that the actual indicators are green again,
yep.
and I could open the work item form, and you'll see that indeed it's now splash screen for use build. And the beauty of all this stuff is that work item tracking in the meantime is managing all these changes for me. And I can see I have a trace of all the changes that have happened to each of these items. That's actually one of the nice benefits of work item tracking.
Oh, yeah. I've got an audit trail. It's all
exactly.
traceability for me. That's perfect.
Exactly. So I just talked about content from TFS to a document. I talked about how we manage differences. Of course, I could go back to TeamLook and change something, for example, and change one of the actual definitions.
Okay, so you said this is TeamLook now. This is the other product you guys
Right,
saw.
So what I've done here is inside TeamLook, I've run a query, and I can run the active features query just like I was doing inside TeamSpec, and I can actually change the description of this feature 1091, and I'll go ahead and save this. And when I go back to my document, I can say refer server values, and it's going to go back to the server and say, I know I have an idea of what the server looks like, right? Because keep in mind, we don't want to push anything either into the server or into the document without the user specifically saying that, because it could have some changes that you don't want in the server, and it could have some things that you do. So now that I come back here to the document, I refresh my server values, and you can see that there's a new value for this underlying description.
Mm.
And you can see that the document value that I have is empty, and the server value is new. So I'll go ahead and select the server value and sync. And it'll actually bring in that content. Of course, I can then add more content here.
Sure.
And then synchronize back.
Nice.
So essentially, what you can see here is it's almost like a new way of thinking about the work item form inside a Word document.
Yeah, which is really, I mean, that's how a lot of customers already work with the requirements
exactly,
and features.
Exactly.
So let's help them actually bring that into TFS in a structured manner, right?
Which is a great way to talk about the next concept, which is, imagine if I had just a document that existed already, and I wanted to push content from that document into TFS. So for example, let's say that I had a document that had a simple features list, right? And let's actually, before we do this, let's just remove this content here so that my index will clean up. So I'll just quickly remove this, because all that stuff is back in TFS, right? And so now you'll notice that my index doesn't have any more of these items. So a more advanced feature is the ability to actually get freeform content and create work items out of that freeform content. And so what I have here is a simple list of product features. In fact, it's actually the same list that we had before. But when I hover over them, you'll notice that they're not actually bound by content controls.
So maybe the business analyst is just writing down a list of things that they think that should be in the application. Maybe the customer wrote this.
Exactly. Okay. And in fact, most teams are going to have documents that aren't connected today, right? And
sure.
You're going to want to reuse the content from those documents and push that stuff into TFS, right?
Yep.
So that you can then start to manage the traceability and revisions and all that stuff. And so here, in this case, I have a very simple list. And what I want to do is I want to grab some of that content. So I'll just select the first item in this list, and I'll drag it onto the project inside the index. And when that happens, TeamSpec says, hey, you know, so you want to grab this content, you want to create a work item out of it. And we know that you have a bunch of work item types defined in this project. Which one of these work item types, bug, task, quality of service requirement, scenario, or feature, do you want to create? And so obviously it's going to be a feature work item type. And I'll specify the title, I'll specify the content to be a title field inside that feature work item. And once I do that, you'll notice that the index now has a new work item called splash screen. And it doesn't have a green ball next to it. It has a gray ball. And that means that it's not connected yet. If I hover over that item inside a document, you'll notice that it's a new work item. It doesn't have an ID yet because it hasn't been committed to Team Foundation Server. And I could easily do that for the rest of the items in this list, but that would be pretty tedious, right? And so what we did is we created the Associate tab. And with the Associate tab, what I can do is quickly, in a bulk way, bring in the rest of the items in that list, just like the first item I created, using the Lock Template button. I'll lock the template, I'll select the rest of the items in that list, and I'll apply template. And when that happens, you'll see that the rest of the items are actually marked up as well. As I hover over them, you can see that they're all now bound, but they haven't been committed yet. So once I associate and I come back to one of the items, you'll see that I now have a bunch of new work items, which what we actually call these future work items, because they're not new work items yet because they're not actually committed. And you can tell because as you go through the differences panel and you go through each of the differences, you'll notice that the server value is actually grayed out and there's no server value there.
Sure.
And so what I'll do is I'll just go ahead and sync because we have all the new future work items get by default, they get checked to be pushed to TFS. And so I'll push them all to TFS by syncing. And once I do that, you'll notice that they all get work item IDs. I can now double click on any of these guys in the index and it takes me to that point. And so what I showed you here was the ability to freeform in a way, push content from existing or new documents into Team Foundation Server work item tracking. The last thing I'll show is actually something that a lot of customers have asked, and that is a lot of customers have templates and they want the form and the feel of the documents to look the same, and so they want to be able to have the users of these documents add content in a very, very similar way, which is the point of a template, right? And so what I'll do is I will actually bring up a document template that's been pre-bound to a project inside Team Foundation Server. And the point here is that I could, for example, create a document template that specifies the look and feel of the document. But I can also specify empty work items, these future work items that I just showed you before, so that you can just fill them out and clone them, and then use it in a form, kind of like a form, right? So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to actually go and fill in some features. And as you can see, this document template has been bound to the Epsilon project already for us. And it has a structure that we want to be able to fill in. So what's one of your favorite features of Word? Let's just...
Spell check.
Spell check.
So I'll fill in some content here. When I go to ID, I'll try to change that, and obviously ID is a primary key inside the Foundation server. Mm-hmm. So when I try to change it, I can't, right? Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. I'm going to set that state to active, and I'll type in some description content.
Fix Brian spelling, whatever.
Yeah. And now what I can do is actually, when I want my new, another one to fill in the next feature, I just go to, I select that item, and I can just go to use the empty clone.
Cool.
Now empty clone is going to give me another, so you'll see spell check has been now, it's recognized in my index, and I have another work item that I can fill in. What's your next favorite feature, bulleted list?
Sure.
Or something, right? Again, we're going to specify the state to be active. And we'll just add some fake data here for time's sake. And now we can, you'll see that we have 8 differences in this document because we have 8 fields. And they're all ready to be published. And we'll go ahead and just synchronize this and push that content into TFS. And now we actually have real work items inside TFS based on this document template. And we reused the document template to make the same look and feel.
Great. Yeah. Well, this is really cool. Thanks for taking the time. Where do people go to find out more about this?
You should go to our website, personifydesign.com. Go click on the product section and then click on TeamSpec. We have a bunch of videos, actually, 3 to 5 minute videos and 1 15-minute video that goes through all the feature walkthrough. Blogs at meet.personified.com. Hope to see you guys soon.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Juan.